We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Time now for Pelicans Primer with WWL's Mark Menard back here on Sports Talk. Pelicans Primer brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Mark, I got to start with Zion, right? I mean, here it is. It's tonight. The anticipation has arrived.
It's time, New Orleans. Are you ready? Let's dance, everybody. Zion Williamson in the Smoothie King Center making his NBA debut tonight. I can feel the excitement, guys. I don't know about you. I can feel the excitement in the city about Zion making his debut tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely one of – I mean, Bobby walked in with his Pelicans gear today. Uptick for sure of emotion.
Yeah, the last time I wore this Pelican shirt was when we drafted Zion. So
there you go.
I got it out of the back of the closet.
Apropos night to wear it, right. The night we draft him and the night he finally makes his debut. It's been 3 months since the season started, and he had that surgery to repair the torn meniscus. But he's been through all the rehab. He's rejuvenated the way he plays, the way he walks and jumps and lands, and hopefully this is something that's going to help him with his overall longevity as a player, because we want him in the NBA and of course in New Orleans for a long time. And tonight we get to finally see the fruits of his labors, and I'm sure that he's more excited than anybody to be able to show off what he's been put through over the past 3 months.
So what do you expect from Zion tonight?
It's hard to say what to expect because we don't know how much we're going to see him. But I expect, something along the lines of like 15 points, 20 points maybe if he plays a little bit longer. And so 15 and 6 is the stat line I'm looking for. 15.6 rebounds. I'm looking for maybe at least 3 explosive dunks out of Zion tonight. I'm looking to see a little bit of defense on the other end because he can play both ends of the floor. And we need to see both ends of the floor tonight from Zion in whatever limited minutes he plays. But the defensive chemistry is probably going to take a little bit of time, but that doesn't mean he can't go down there and block some shots.
Now, Mark, who do you think, and you watched the Pelicans this season, who would you think could be his like right-hand man? I don't want to say Batman and Robin and all that, but who could complement Zion in his game? Is it a veteran like Drew Holiday or just your thoughts on that and how? Because
it depends on what you're looking for in terms of compliment. If you mean like as twin scorers, it's gonna be Brandon Ingram, and he's really made the most of his time in the lineup without Zion Williamson to develop his game and reach a new height that he hadn't been to before. Remember, he missed a lot of time last year as well with that blood clot in his shoulder, and he kind of had to relearn some things about the game as well. And he really made the most of his time without Zion Williamson in the lineup to grow his game. And so if you're looking at who's going to be the other clutch guy on the team, it's going to be Brandon Ingram. Now, if you're looking for, when you say Batman and Robin, in terms of the guy who's going to be throwing him lobs, that's going to be Lonzo Ball. And Zion Williamson is going to make Lonzo Ball look like an all-star with the way that they're going to be able to play the pick and roll and the way that they're going to be able to play the lob and dunk game.
Yeah, now you talk about the fans are frustrated when they won the losing streak. Well, you got to play defense, and you talk about Zion and what he's going to bring to the table as far as a defensive player. And I think even with Zion running the floor, and you never know his conditioning until you actually see, but how much they're going to push it, and look at those mismatches in transition. I think that's going to be key also.
Well, look, if you saw him play in preseason, he is not shy about pushing it, and he fits perfectly into this Alvin Gentry offense. There were plenty of times he played defense on one end, was the first guy back on the other end, and it ended in a jam. So if he's anywhere near where he needs to be, then he'll be able to run the floor with the best of them and play in this Gentry offense the way Gentry wants it to be played.
17-27.
Yes.
The Pelicans.
Yes.
Three and a half games back, roughly.
Three and a half games out of the eight seed.
Do you think they get it done?
I do. I really do, because the teams ahead of them aren't lighting the world on fire. That's why they're all sitting there all jumbled up. You know, there's only one team in that mix, and it's the Grizzlies, it's the Spurs, it's the Trailblazers, and it's the Pelicans. And there's only one team in that mix where you're taking a borderline all-star, you know, rookie of the year type candidate who he's not going to get it this year because he's only playing half the season. But there's only one team that's taking a player like that and dropping them into the lineup midway through the season to give you that extra jolt, and it's the Pelicans. You know, this team was already surging forward without Zion Williamson in the lineup. So you have to imagine that putting him in there and the excitement that he brings and the exciting plays that he brings, everything he does on the floor gets the crowd motivated and gets his teammates motivated. We saw it at Duke, and we saw it in the preseason. He's an explosive player. He's like a stick of dynamite out there. And he's the only guy – in the NBA that's like that you're dropping into a lineup in the middle of the season. So I think, you know, when you add that factor, it's to a team that's already starting to make that push and surge ahead, I think it's going to give them the added bonus that they need to get them into the playoffs. And even if they sneak in, even if it's down to the last couple of games and they get in, I do think they get in. And you know what? Even if they don't get in, I think you don't call this season a failure if they don't get in, because I wasn't expecting them to get in. I expected them to be in the mix, and I expected them to kind of be right there in like the 8 to 10 range at the end of the season. And I think that's definitely where they're going to end up. But the way that they've been playing lately, adding Zion, I think that pushes them into the playoffs.
On draft day, after the draft, the conversation at least I was having was, all right, it's a completely rebuilt roster.
Yes.
Just be competitive, be entertaining. And I think here lately, they've been both entertaining and competitive. And they've gotten a little hot too.
They have. And look, you know, the calls for Alvin Gentry, I understand. And there was a period when they were in the middle and at the end of that 13-game losing streak when I also had to, as a journalist, you have to ask the question, because they were trending in the wrong direction. And that, to me, is the only thing you don't want to see out of a young team, is for them to move backwards. And it looked during that 13-game losing streak like they were moving backwards. But credit to Alvin Gentry and his coaching staff. They did some things on the defensive end to kind of, you know, I don't want to say, you know, dumb down, but they kind of shrunk the scheme a little bit and made it a little bit easier for a bunch of guys who never played together before to digest. And also, you know, getting Derek Favors back has also been a big part of that. But they changed up their defense just a little bit, and all of a sudden, now they can play defense. And that's a big part of what turned their season around. And then at that point, now you got to dig out of the hole. Well, they've been doing that. In the last 16 games, which is the 16 games they played since hitting 13 on that losing streak, they're 11-5. And that's, you know, a solid record for any team in the NBA over a 16-game stretch. So if they continue to do that down the stretch, we're not even to the All-Star break yet. There's 38 games left. So if they continue to do that, I don't see any way that they miss the playoffs.
That's a wrap for Pelicans Primer. Mark Menard, great job as always. Brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. It's Z-Day here in New Orleans.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.